upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Hello, and welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we are grabbing our mittens.
Oh, definitely grabbing our mittens.
And diving into a world of, well, fluffy snow and some really quick thinking. Our mission today is to unpack a fantastic little story called Snowball Spelling Superstars. It's all about fun, friends, and improving that learning can be just as exciting as a snowball fight.
It's a really great source. And it might sound, you know, like just a fun story, but it's actually packed with these super helpful nuggets of knowledge.
Right.
We're going to quickly learn how to spell three very common and useful winter words, and we'll discover the secret weapon that the Mission Monkeys use.
Teamwork.
Teamwork, exactly.
I love that we get to learn right alongside them. So to start this snowy adventure, we need to meet our heroes.
We do.
Mission Monkeys. There are four of them, and each one brings a very different energy to the team.
For sure. First up, we have Mila.
Yeah.
And you could think of her as the quick study of the group.
The speedy one.
Exactly. She's smart. She's fast, especially when it comes to spelling. She really likes to get things done right the first time.
Okay, so she's the focus one. Then there's Milo.
Milo.
Milo is, well, he's high energy, but maybe needs to slow down just a little. He's that eager monkey who always throws the snowball before Mr. Chili even finishes reading the rules.
Every single time.
Without fail.
Every single time.
Then we've got Mia. She's sort of the calm anchor of the group.
Okay.
She's clever. She thinks things through. And she has this fantastic memory for all those tricky words that might, you know, trip up the others.
And finally,
how Mick?
Mick is the monkey who confuses enthusiasm with effectiveness.
That's a great way to put it.
He truly believes that if he yells the letters as loud as he possibly can, his snowball will fly faster and hit harder.
And spoiler alert, he is. He is definitely wrong, but his heart's in the right place.
It is. So the setting, where does this all happen?
It's Flurry Forest. The trees are all covered in white, and the monkeys have been invited to the biggest event of the entire season. The Snowball Spelling Showdown.
That's the one.
And this showdown has a very specific structure. This isn't just, you know, packing snow and throwing it.
No, no. There are very important rules, and they're delivered by, I think, the coolest character in the whole story.
Mr. Chili, the talking snowman referee.
Mr. Chili. He's the one who introduces this genius twist. He explains that you don't just get snowballs to throw, you have to earn them.
That is the key, isn't it? Every time one of the monkeys spells a word correctly, they instantly get a perfect, solid snowball to throw at the grand prize.
Which is this huge, icy structure called the Frozen Word Tower.
And this is the dramatic part.
It's a brilliant way to show consequences.
It really is. If a monkey spells a word incorrectly, that snowball doesn't fly. Mr. Chili says it just turns to slush.
It melts. Right there in their mitten. No second chances for that turn.
The story describes Mick's reaction perfectly. He hears this rule and he just gasps so loud you can hear it across the forest. And he says, that's cold.
He really didn't realize the rule was literally cold.
So the Mission Monkeys, they know this tower is tough. They realize they can't win this alone.
Right. Not even with Mila's speed or Mia's great memory.
The mission is basically twofold. They have to win the showdown, knock down that tower.
And to do that, they have to spell three winter words correctly. And this is the big part, work as a team, with help from you.
That collaboration is so central to everything. Mila, the smart and speedy one, she gets this immediately.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't even wait for the first word. She just turns right to the listener and says, very clearly, will you help us spell the words?
And that's it. That signals the start of the challenge. The success of the whole team now relies on the monkeys and you, the listener.
Okay, let's unpack this first challenge because it really sets the pace for the whole game. Mr. Chili calls out the first word.
It's a perfect winter word. Word number one is S-N-O-W.
S-N-O-W.
Okay. And the first shot goes to Mia, the calm and clever monkey. And she understands teamwork right away instead of just, you know, blurting out the letters.
She reaches out for help.
She does. She asks the listener to start the spelling with her.
It's such a smart strategy. It's like using the audience to double check yourself.
Exactly. And together they go through it. S-N-O-W.
S-N-O-W. A perfect successful spelling.
And the result is immediate satisfaction. You have to picture this. Mia gets a perfect snowball. She winds up and S-P-L-T.
Right, on the tab.
Dead center. It cracks the first big ice block. Success.
The atmosphere is just electric. But now is where it gets really interesting.
The drama.
Because we introduce the drama of Mech. It's his turn. Word number two. And the word is H-A-T.
H-A-T. Simple enough, right? But Mech, remember, thinks shouting is the answer.
He's just so enthusiastic.
He is, but he lets his excitement rush his thinking. He tries to spell H-A-T, but instead he just shouts B-A-T.
Oh, no. B-A-T, a really common mistake for a new speller, confusing that H and B sound.
And according to Mr. Chili's rule, the penalty is instant.
Melt-a-tell.
Mech's perfect pack snowball just goof. It turns to slush right in the air.
It just fizzles out before it gets anywhere near the target.
And this is such a critical moment in the story. It teaches that, you know, accuracy is important and just being enthusiastic isn't enough.
But the real lesson isn't the penalty, right? It's what happens next.
It's the recovery.
Right.
Mika, he's disappointed, sure, but he doesn't quit.
Absolutely not. He looks at his slushy hand, he realizes his mistake, and he shows that resilience right away. He turns back to the listeners.
And he says, oops, that didn't work. Kids, help me out with H-A-T.
I love that. He asks for help.
And together, they get it right. H-A-T.
H-A-T.
The correct spelling earns him a fresh, solid snowball for a second try.
And this time, he focuses, he aims, and boom.
Yes. The snowball hits, and that second section of ice cracks really loudly.
So that successful recovery just proves the whole idea of the story. Mistakes are just temporary.
Right. And they always lead to learning.
Two blocks down, one word left. The pressure is on.
It is. And this time, the final word goes back to Mila, the smart, speedy speller. She needs to clinch the victory.
And the word is?
Cold.
So Mila knows this is it. This is the game-winning moment. And she uses her speed, but she also uses what she learned from Mia and Mech.
That new appreciation for teamwork.
Exactly. She doesn't just rush the whole word. She confirms each sound, each letter, with the kids as she goes.
She sets the pace. C. C.
O.
L D. C O L D. The collaboration pays off perfectly.
And that final snowball. It's the triumphant one. The story describes it as the most powerful hit of the whole game.
K. Crush. Mila snowball just blast through that final block, and the entire frozen word tower, it topples.
It does. It explodes into this beautiful shower of glittery snowflakes, achieved through really a fantastic display of accuracy, focus, and peer support. And Mr. Chili, the talking snowman, he just claps his mitten hands in delight,
declaring them the official snowball spelling superstars.
Of course, the celebration wouldn't be complete without one last move from Mick.
You knew it was coming. Even after learning his big lesson about accuracy, he still has enough energy for one last very funny move.
He does a giant celebratory belly flop right into a deep pile of snow.
And he's yelling,
let's spell banana next.
Did you just hear the rest of the Mission Monkeys groan?
A perfect end to a successful day.
It really is.
So if we pull back from the story a bit, what does this fun adventure really teach us? What are the key nuggets of knowledge that the Mission Monkeys delivered?
Well, first and most obviously, if you followed along and helped them, you successfully practiced and learned to spell three really common winter words.
S-N-O-W, H-A-T, and cold.
Exactly. Those are great words to know.
And maybe more important than the words themselves, you practiced a fundamental skill.
Mm-hmm.
When you helped them sound out the letters S-N-O-W-H-A-T-C-O-L-D, you were practicing the skill of, you know, phonetics.
Sounding out letters with support. That helps you learn every single word you'll ever meet.
And then there's the core social lesson, which I think is the most powerful part of the story.
Oh, yeah. The importance of teamwork and encouragement. The monkeys needed each other, and they needed your help to succeed.
But the biggest, the most important aha moment, it comes directly from Mick's melting snowball.
Yes. This is the lesson that really builds confidence.
It is. The story gives us this ultimate tool for thinking about failure. It defines mistakes not as something bad.
Not as something permanent.
Right. But as just frozen learning moments.
I love that phrase, frozen learning moments.
It's such great advice for anything, not just spelling. A mistake just means you pause for a second, you realize what went wrong, you ask for help, you learn the correct way.
And then you try again, immediately. It's built-in resilience.
And that's the entire structure of the game, isn't it? The monkeys used action.
Right. Throwing snowballs, running, cheering.
They used their bodies to make the learning stick in their memory. It wasn't just sitting still and reciting words.
No, it was active learning. Their whole bodies were involved in the success.
And I think this raises a really important question for you, the listener, to maybe explore next time you need to remember something new. The mission monkeys used the actions of throwing and cheering to help their brains remember S-N-O-W, H-A-T, and cold.
So, what other fun actions could you use, maybe today or tomorrow, to help your brain remember a new word or a new fact?
It's a great thought. Maybe you could do a quick little jump for the letter J, or maybe spin around for the word go.
Something for you to mull over or explore on your own as you keep being a spelling superstar.
Thank you so much for joining us on this very cold but incredibly fun deep dive into Flurry Forest.
Keep learning and keep helping your team.
See you the next time.